This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, in our lead up to kickoff, we've been having some fun, fans of the Big Ten, young and old. We've done the reprisal of Who Am I? I have three players. One is the New School. One is the Stone Age. One is the Rico Division, which is a more curated 1990s Spartan edition. Yesterday, each of you got one right, but no one comprehensively got them right. Are we ready to begin?
Let's go.
David. Okay, so yesterday I let Rico start. Today we go to David. David, you get to pick which division we begin with.
I hate this game. Let's just go with the New School.
All right, we're going to go New School after that scintillating sales pitch. Here we go.
This is Big Ten.
I'm horrible at
this
game.
This is Big Ten. Okay. I am 21 years old.
Oh, real New School.
Mm-hmm. This player we speak of is 6'1", 240. All right. I was supposed to be the next in a long line of bruisers at my school. I almost transferred when the new coach was hired at my school after an incredible freshman year. I was thrust into an air raid offense, but still managed to score 35 touchdowns in 35 games.
I figured out the team, I think.
Take a moment and think, and if you want to lock in, I'll give you a second to think of the name. We got nowhere to Beatles
yes.
Six.
Yes.
You want to lock in?
I'm going to lock in.
Sit tight.
Think of the name.
All right. Kenny, you want me to continue?
Yeah, keep going.
I was a 3-time All Big Ten selection, but never first team. I got drafted with pick 134, fourth round draft.
All right. I think I'm out.
You want to lock in?
Yeah.
David, continuing?
Sure.
I'm currently in a timeshare backfield. And last clue, I traded my red for green.
What? I know exactly who it's the Wisconsin kid. I can't think of his name.
I can't confirm or deny, and the name is the point of the game.
It's Who Am I? It's about the name.
Kenny selects random Wisconsin black guy. That's not how the game is played.
Pookie Arterberry.
Right. Mobility. David, you just writing Texas with a dollar sign?
I have an idea.
All right, let's start out with Rico Beard. He locked in first. Rico, who am I?
I'm going to go Braylon Allen.
Yes.
Yep, that's who I thought.
That's who I was guessing after you say red to green.
All right, that's okay. So Rico has won, but all three of you came to the conclusion.
Now, Finally, for me.
You want to go to the Stone Age? This is the retro player. Okay. Now, Rico's going to be the favorite here. He's the oldest. But, David, you should get this one. Kenny's got no shot. This happened before 2010. All right. I am 52 years old. So do your quick math, okay? I hail from the Flag City and stayed in my home state to play. This player was 6'4", 340 pounds. Okay? Couple clues now. That should narrow it down. I don't think we're talking about a quarterback here, gentlemen. I was a consensus All-America and Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 1993. This is like peak Rico, Doug Karsh, dorm life. I lined up next to Alonzo Spellman and a current Big Ten head coach. I totaled 400 tackles in my NFL career, which is a ton for my position.
Who's the Big Ten head coach?
I gave you Alonzo Spellman. You should already know. Do you want the head coach? I'll give it to you. It shouldn't make a difference. Luke Fickell.
Okay. I'm in.
This player shares David's bedroom nickname of Big Daddy.
I'm in. I was in. Yeah. I got it now. I got it.
I have 6 kids and 2 marriages. Fertile as I am athletic.
Really? I don't know how you got that stat, but okay.
I do research for Who Am I? This guy was a dancing bear. At 340, he shouldn't have been that quick, that twitchy, had the 54 and a half career sacks he had. And finally, I finished my career with the Lions in 2006.
Did he?
Who am I?
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rico Beard.
Oh, I was... Guys, nothing?
I have no chance, though, no.
He's dead.
I'm dead.
Dan Big Daddy Wilkinson.
That's Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. Kenny, look up the highlights. This dude was a destroyer.
Yes, he was.
And trying to get me to put Big Daddy into a work computer.
Might be as dangerous as the Eastern Michigan player from the all-name team.
I would say so.
When was he drafted?
I believe 94 by the Bengals.
I mean, high. He was drafted
Yeah,
high.
Top five. Okay. Then he got in a fight with the Bengals for being cheap and stuff. All right.
Shocker.
I know. Are you ready for the Rico Beard division? This is curated 1990 Spartan football. I am 47 years old. Got your math down? I was a part of the Flint pipeline. I was one of Nick Saban's highest profile recruiting victories at MSU. I was a 2-time All Big Ten selection in 1997 and 1999. I was 6'5", 310 in my playing days. Whoa, Rico locking in? I finished my MSU career with 22 sacks. I terrorized U of M at Spartan Stadium. Nick Saban ripped my face off famously after I made a mistake at Purdue. And I played a decade in the league, and my brother played 7. Rico Beard, who am I?
Man, I may have gotten that one wrong. I was going to go.
Do you remember the Purdue game I referenced?
I think I do.
Okay.
But
this player jumped off sides and Nick Saban jumped inside his nose. This player's nose was in Saban's mouth. Saban was blistering him.
Let me ask, is his nickname Big Bear? But wait, he had a, I know Antonio Smith was his brother. He had another brother?
Yeah, Fernando. Played 7 years in the league.
I was like, I thought it was Robert Smith.
Robert Smith.
Okay.
Number 91.
I'm like, wait, now his brother played basketball.
Now it's back when State recruited defensive linemen. What a time to be alive.
They got Summer, Van Summer.
Now, David, was there any hope for you there?
Well, that last one, no. Because I was jumping to Julian Peterson, but then you said 310, and I'm like, well, no.
Well, you said Flint.
He did.
So that's why I was like, okay, I think
that's back when we had, Kenny, there used to be high school football in Flint. It was actually where you would go to recruit players.
It was really good, too.
And I thought I had, and then he was like, yeah, his brother played. I was like, wait, his brother was Antonio Smith.
Yes.
Who was the leader of the Flintstones in basketball. Right. So that.
I figured if I used that famous brother, it would give it away too easy.
Oh, I thought I would.
But you still got it. Okay. You did good.
But yeah, the Flint thing. Yeah, that's, I'm like, wait.
But if you don't remember this, Kenny, basically, State beat Michigan at Spartan Stadium. They destroyed Henson. But then they brought Tom Brady in, and they made it a close game. But like, it was an electric atmosphere. Long story short, so State's having a great year. They go down to Purdue, and you can look this up. This kid, Chris Daniels, catches 21 passes against Michigan State. Bill Burke throws one of the most god-awful pick sixes you'll ever see. And then State actually gets Purdue off the field. Robert Smith jumps offside. Nick Saban is as tall as this Red Bull can. Robert is 6'5", 310. And Saban reaches up and just grabs his skull and is just, he's jumping inside his cranium, screaming at him.
Probably would get fired if he did that gone today.
But it was also hilarious because I'm like, Robert could kill this man. What? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
The ultimate sign of respect. He knew he screwed up.
Yes. I loved him as a player.
Big Bear.
He was a great player. All right. That is Who Am I. We'll get a football today in the mix, and then we're back to the Tesla trade desk. Stock desk, not trading the player at 5, 97.1.